This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. Today, I want to talk to you about the perils of being an expert and how that can have a detrimental effect on your content marketing and copywriting if you're not careful. If you write like an expert, you may be leaving money on the table with undecided customers walking away. Of course, that won't happen to you. You're a savvy Hit Publish listener who's going to learn the tricks of the trade to make sure your expertise doesn't trip you up. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready to shine like an expert and make it easy for customers to say yes to your offer? Let's hit publish. Welcome back to another installment of Hit Publish. I love it when we get together like this, just you and I. How have you been anyway? It's been quite blustery here in the UK. We're having a storm called Barney. Now, naming storms is a pretty new thing in England. In fact, I think this is only the second storm we've named, which really confused me when I saw all these pictures of devastation in the newspapers, all done by someone called Barney. And I couldn't understand why people weren't tracking down this Barney and having a to-do with him. But no, Barney is a storm, not a person. Well, now you're up to speed with my exciting life. Let's take a dip into this week's bag of show comments. Who will we find in here? Maestro, start the comments music, please. This week, we have a comment from a new listener, the lovely Doug Francis. He wrote a comment on the show about beating the blank stare, how to get customers fired up with your sales copy. Now, Doug is a realtor. His site is dougfrancis.com. And I'm going to recommend that you check out his site, and I'll tell you why in just a second. Doug had this to say. Excellent podcast. You really had me thinking about the message that I was delivering on my homepage and totally inspired me to apply the two-step message. I'm in a competitive business, who isn't, and I feel the new sales message will impact readers. My site does generate about 75% of my new clients year over year. Most have been doing extensive research and come to me after they've narrowed down the search and need a specialist. Anyway, I'm a new fan of Hit Publish. Now, if you missed that episode that Doug's talking about, the two-step message he mentions is how when you write marketing copy, a really good two-step process to use is this. Here's what I have, and then two, here's what it means to you. Now, the reason I recommend you check out Doug's site is because he's used this technique on his homepage. I had a little peek when he made his comment, and I had a little peek today, and I'm pretty sure he's updated it to use this two-step message. So on his homepage, it now reads this. My clients are already using real estate apps like Zillow or Trulia, but home search apps will only take you so far. My unique knowledge of the McLean and Vienna markets will focus your plan. Offers, negotiation, strategy. I help you take the next step and buy your next home. I love this because he's making it very clear that not only are the other methods that they're using coming up short, but he has the expertise to help his customers get what they want. Doug, you get 12 Hit Publish points for being a new listener and 22 points for implementing the two-step message. I also want to say hello to EJ Steele, who is a business and an executive coach. He didn't leave a show comment, but he did reach out on Twitter after listening to a webinar I did on killer landing page copywriting. I love it when the Hit Publish family expands, and he said that he was a Hit Publish listener. Now, we must move hastily on to the word of the week. This week's word is legerity. Legerity. It means physical or mental quickness, nimbleness, agility. Legerity. Recently, I've started bouldering, which is indoor wall climbing, except that you don't use any harnesses or safety ropes. Legerity is not how I would describe myself, but it's something I'm aiming for. At the moment, I'm more like an awkward mountain goat clinging on for dear life just 3 feet off the ground. But one day, I will have the legerity needed to scale those walls. So that's the word you're looking out for in this podcast today. Anyway, enough of this idle banter. We need to get down to brass tacks and look at this week's Dear Amy letter. Dear Amy, I was listening to your episode about beating the blank stare, as I thought that's what I was suffering from. But even though I explain to my customers what they'll be able to do with my coaching, when it comes to choosing a coaching package, that's when people stop getting back to me. I've experimented with lots of different packages, but nothing seems to work. What else do you think it might be? Yours, open to suggestions, Gavin. Well, Gavin, I do have something for you to try, and it starts with a trip to the market. Right, I need something for tea. Translation for those who don't come from the north of England, tea actually means dinner or your evening meal. Now that my husband's sense of taste is back, I really need to up my game. Oh, there's quite a crowd at the butcher's stall. I wonder what they've got over there.
28-day matured sirloin steak. Get your steak right here. Lovely and matured.
Oh, wow. Matured sirloin steak. That sounds good. Oh, he's got a lot of other meats over there as well. Ooh, that looks...
Rabbit. Get your rabbit. £2 for 20 quid. Get your rabbit.
Oh, rabbit sounds nice. Wait a minute, Amy. Hang on. No, let's think about this. What do you do with steak? Remember, you're not a very good cook. How much do you need? How long is it going to keep? How much is £2 a rabbit? That sounds like a lot. Do I need £2 for a pie? What do I serve it with? Is rabbit a better choice than steak? Oh, no, this is way too stressful. Looks like we're having poached eggs on toast again tonight. Now, the problem here is that when it comes to meat, the butcher is no doubt an expert. But I, as the customer, am not. What's more, in situations like this, I'm actually very shy, and the idea of talking specifics to someone at a market stall amongst a busy crowd terrifies me. Don't ask me why. I am much more comfortable thinking, no, we'll have beans again tonight, than going up and having a conversation about steak, because I don't know anything about steak. So, I'm interested. I could be a perfect customer, but I don't know how to make a choice. Now let's consider this.
Everything you need for a simple steak dinner right here. Perfect for a romantic night in. Simple to make, we can show you how. Want something lighter? Rabbit is easy to make in a pie. All you need is 400 grams, which would be just under a fiver, for a pie that'll last you a couple of nights.
Ooh, rabbit pie does sound good. What's the difference here then? Well, instead of simply saying, here's what I have for you, the butcher is saying, this is perfect for you if, and then outlining a situation the customer wants. And you can translate this into your copy in a few ways, particularly when it comes to describing your services. Because I see that this happens a lot, particularly with coaches who offer different coaching packages. So for example, a coach may have the option of 2, 6, or 12 sessions. The thing is, your customer is not the expert, so they may not know how many sessions they need to solve their problem. Do you offer a variety of products or services to your customer? If so, are you, as the expert, helping them make the best choice and making it easy for them to make a choice and feel good about it? How do you do this in your content? Well, there's a few different ways. One is to guide them to a choice based on the problem that they're having, almost like a doctor would diagnose and provide a prescription. So, for example, if you're suffering from a specific sports injury, a 4-week intensive therapy session is best for us to diagnose and prescribe a treatment plan. If you've been suffering from a chronic condition, we recommend you seeing the therapist every other week for 2 to 4 months. So, again, if you were a coach, if you were offering packages of sessions, ask yourself, what situations are those best suited for? Do you have certain packages which are really good for focusing on one particular problem or something that coaches people through longer term changes? You may also want to guide your audience based on who they are. So, for example, our Tuesday English language classes are lively and perfect for teenagers and young adults, while the Sunday classes have a more relaxed pace, perfect for those who love a quieter atmosphere. The other way, a third way that you can guide them is by what your customer wants to do or achieve. For example, if you just want to get back to swimming in a casual way, our adult swim classes are ideal. If you'd be interested in training to compete and improving your legerity in the water, then our Saturday morning training academy will suit your needs. Now, those are just a few very brief examples, very simple copy, but you'd be surprised at how often businesses simply list their products, expecting customers to know enough to make the best choice. So share your expertise, help them make that decision. Now, on a personal note, I have a particular bugbear with this, with brochures for festivals. So during May in Brighton, there is the Brighton Festival, and then there's also the Fringe Festival. And the Fringe Festival has a lot of alternative acts and is great for watching comedy. There are hundreds of comedy shows. Each year I get a brochure to plan the acts that I'd like to see. I always end up getting frustrated. Most of them are brand new acts, but it's nearly impossible to tell from the write-up alone what the act is about, what kind of style of comedy it is, whether it's going to suit my sense of humour. Many will simply say, you know, a one-hour show about life and love with a funny twist, or a hilarious show about something or other. Now, these comedians would be much better if they helped their audience make a choice. For example, you know, if you love Monty Python and political comedy, this is the show for you. Or this show is a cross between College Humour and slapstick. The key is to here is to give people a hook with familiarity. Give them something that helps them better able to make a choice. And it's the same with bands, you know, rather than just saying, oh, it's an eclectic mix of new and old styles of songs, which quite often happens in the write-ups that you see in Brighton, it'd be much better off to say, you know, look, if you love Neil Diamond and Suzy Quatro, you're going to love these guys. So back to business. In your copy, practice breaking down the descriptions of your services like this. 1. If you, 2. Want, like, love, are struggling with, are in this situation, need to solve this problem, are looking for, etc., etc. 3. Then you should choose this. This isn't being forceful. This is being helpful. You're being a useful expert, which is saying to your customer, look, based on your symptoms, based on where you are now, who you are, what you're looking for, this is the best prescription to cure you. So here's my question to you. Have a look through your services, product, or packages page. Are you helping your customer make the choice? Do you have information to help them make the best selection for what it is that they need? If not, you might find that instead of getting in touch and asking you to advise them, they simply walk away. And we don't want that. I want to thank you for being an elegant Hit Publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes, but apparently if you do, next time you're playing Scrabble, you're 12% more likely to pick up the Q and the U at the same time. Triple word score. Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or problem, or email me using hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week, so until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.